Why do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And your English will improve today, especially as we learn to talk about something in Europe. Things to do in Madrid. Now, where is Madrid? Carolyn, where is Madrid?
Madrid is in Spain, a wonderful, popular country to travel to in Europe.
Europe. Well, Europe is amazing. There are many countries in Europe. Have you ever traveled to Europe? If so, what did you do? Carolyn, have you ever been to Europe?
I have not, Gabe, but I would love to go. I have a lot of European heritage in my family, so it would be very interesting for me to go and explore some of that history.
You really do need to take a chance to visit Europe sometime. And of course, every country in Europe is so different. I've only been to a few. I've been to Holland, I've been to Greece and Romania. I've seen a little bit of Rome, but I still want to do so much more. And I would absolutely love to visit Madrid. And we'll be learning all about Madrid in our lesson today. So let's get started.
Things to do in Madrid. From art to entertainment, the Spanish capital has something for everyone. Look at a map of Spain and point at the center. You've located the country's capital and one of Europe's most beautiful cities, Madrid. This popular destination is considered a city of contrasts because it abounds with historic sites resting in the shadows of modern skyscrapers. History. This city of over 3 million people boasts Western Europe's largest royal palace, and some consider it to be Madrid's most beautiful building. Inside the royal palace, 2,800 rooms are decorated in splendor, with museum-quality furniture and artwork. Tourists can tour 50 of these lavish rooms.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady Ellen. What is the capital of Spain? Well, Madrid, of course. In this month's travel article, we'll learn about some of the history of the city while also learning about some other things this wonderful city has to offer. Before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary. Abound. Abound is a verb. The South American region abounds in plants that are used for medical purposes. Splendor. Splendor is a noun. Very few castles can compare in beauty to the splendor of Germany's Neuschwanstein Castle. Comprehensive. Comprehensive is an adjective. This tour book is a comprehensive guide to the city and covers all of the important details. Immense. Immense is an adjective. On Yangmingshan, we visited an immense field of lilies. Your more information word is lavish. Lavish is an adjective. Let's get started.
Okay, let's go back to the beginning of our lesson here today. From art to entertainment, the Spanish capital has something for everyone. When you see the phrase, it has something for everyone, that means there is a lot to do at a certain place. Maybe it can appeal to everyone. People of all walks of life can visit Madrid and enjoy it.
That's right. And we continue reading in the article. Look at a map of Spain and point at the center. So just find a map of Spain and point at the center of the country. You've located the country's capital and one of Europe's most beautiful cities, Madrid.
And I think this is a good idea for those of you who have trouble with geography and remembering where cities are. Well, you can remember that Madrid is right in the middle of Spain. All right, and this popular destination is considered a city of contrasts because it abounds with historic sites resting in the shadows of modern skyscrapers. Now, it's a city of contrasts. That means that things are very different within the city.
That's right, and we see a word from our word bank, the word abound. Now, if something abounds, that means you have it in large numbers, or there is a lot of something. I know that when I go to church and when I read the Bible, I am certain that God's love abounds for the people of this world.
It's true. So you could say, God abounds in love. That's describing how much love He has. You could also use the word abound with the word with. So you could talk about a field that abounds with flowers. There are many flowers in the field. It abounds with flowers.
Well, here it abounds with historic sites resting in the shadows of modern skyscrapers. And if you have something that is resting in the shadows, what does that mean, Gabe?
Well, if something is resting in the shadows, that means that there is something very big and obvious that people can see, like these skyscrapers. But there's also something important close by or in the shadows. But how else could you use this phrase, Carolyn?
Well, a lot of times you might hear that someone is in the shadow of someone else. That means that they aren't able to achieve everything they want to do because there is someone over them that they just can't live up to or can't impress.
And that's kind of how I was growing up a little bit. I felt like I was walking in the shadows of my older sister. Of course, I think my sister Grace is very smart, and I would want to be like her in many ways. I walked in her shadows. Well, we're learning here about how this story, Madrid, abounds with historic sites resting in the shadows of modern skyscrapers. So now, let's start talking about the history of Madrid. What do we read here?
Well, we see this city of over 3 million people boast Western Europe's largest royal palace, and some consider it to be Madrid's most beautiful building.
Well, I would love to visit this building. And of course, this building, or the city of over 3 million people, boasts Western Europe's largest royal palace. And I want to take a look at that word, boast. I want to learn something with Liz in the Grammar Gym. So let's go there now.
Welcome to the Grammar Gym, friends. My name is Liz. In today's article on Madrid, we read, this city of over 3 million people boasts Western Europe's largest royal palace. That's our grammar tip sentence. Notice the word boasts. Normally, to boast means to talk with too much pride about something, and people don't like to hear others boast. But in today's sentence, boast has a different meaning. Here, it is used to talk about how a certain place has something special or wonderful in that area. In other words, when a place is famous for something, we can use boast to describe it. For example, this restaurant boasts the best steaks in town. Or, this amusement park boasts the scariest roller coaster rides. Now it's your turn. Think of a place that is famous for something in particular and practice making sentences using boast. And if you'd like to see some more example sentences, they're available in today's grammar tip section in your Studio Classroom magazine. That's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time. Bye!
Thank you, Liz. And you know, Studio Classroom boasts a great team of English teachers. Don't you think so, Gabe?
Well, yes, I would agree with that, Carolyn. And we also, of course, boast a very smart audience. Well, let's continue here learning about the Royal Palace. Inside the Royal Palace, 2,800 rooms are decorated in splendor. With what? With museum-quality furniture and artwork. Well, 2,800 rooms. I would love to visit this palace.
Well, it is a huge palace, and it is beautiful. You can find pictures of it, and it is just splendid. And we see that word from our word bank, splendor. Now, splendor means that it has impressive beauty. So, Gabe, how could you use this word?
Well, I did visit Greece before, and I was in a train looking out the window, and I noticed the impressive mountains. I was impressed by the splendor of the mountains in Greece. They were amazingly huge and beautiful. I thought they were splendid. S-P-L-E-N-D-I-D. That's an adjective you can use to describe something that has splendor.
And there are 2,800 rooms in this splendid palace, and tourists can tour 50 of these lavish rooms. Well, right now, it is time for us to continue learning with Michelle in the language lab.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章第一个重点，我们看 abound 这个动词。abound 是指充满或充足。例如 rumors abound about the reason why the singer suddenly retired. 有关这位歌手突然隐退的谣言满天飞。如果要说明什么地方充满什么东西的话，是先讲地方，再加上 abound in, 再加上受词。例如 Paris abounds in delicious restaurants and cafes. 巴黎充满了美味的餐厅跟咖啡馆。接下来我们看 splendor 这个不可数名词。splendor 是指壮观或辉煌。例如 the film reproduced the splendor of ancient Greece. 这部电影重现了古希腊帝国的光辉。或者是 we sat on the beach admiring the splendor of the sunset. 我们坐在海滩上欣赏着落日的余晖。或者是 many visitors were amazed by the splendor of the cathedral. 这个教堂的壮观让许多游客都感到惊叹。
Today we are learning all about the capital city of Spain, Madrid. Now this city is a city of contrasts because it boasts historic sites as well as modern skyscrapers. One historic site that we've talked about so far is the Royal Palace. And the Royal Palace has 2,800 rooms that are just filled with splendor, or they are splendid, lavish rooms. Well, we have a lot more to learn about this great city and its history in the next part of our lesson. Let's continue.
Things to do in Madrid. In the Royal Palace Gardens, people can gaze on statues and sculptures or relax by the reflecting pond. Art. The internationally respected Prado Museum is the largest and most impressive art gallery in Spain. Opened in 1819, it is filled with works of art that feature the world's most comprehensive collection of Spanish paintings. Shopping. Madrid has some of Europe's best shopping, and potential buyers love to browse the stores looking for bargains. But for 500 years, shoppers have flocked to an immense outdoor flea market known as the Rastro, where they find everything from antiques to CDs.
Well, of course, you can experience some art and shopping in Madrid, but let's continue learning about history here. Really quick, let's go back to the beginning of this part of our reading. We read more about the Royal Palace. In the Royal Palace Gardens, people can gaze on statues and sculptures or relax by the reflecting pond. All right, well, what do you do when you're gazing on statues? You're looking at these statues and admiring the artwork.
This sounds like a very beautiful garden, and it is. I've seen many pictures of it, and you can see that beautiful pond, the reflecting pond, that you can just sit by and relax. Well, we look at the next section of our reading here, art. The internationally respected Prado Museum is the largest and most impressive art gallery in Spain.
And it is internationally respected, as we read here. That means people from all over the world really respect what they have done with this museum, this art gallery. Well, opened in 1819, it is filled with works of art that feature the world's most comprehensive collection of Spanish paintings. Comprehensive. Well, let's take a look at that word from our word bank. That means it includes a lot of different kinds of details, many things you might need to remember if it is comprehensive.
That's right. So you can describe many different kinds of things as being comprehensive. So here we have a collection of art means that it contains many pieces. So it has a wide variety and great details in art. But you could also say that a test is comprehensive. That means that it will cover the majority of the material that you have been learning in that class.
That's right. For example, if you have an English class, of course you learn vocabulary, you might also learn grammar, and you might also learn how to read, and you need to listen. Okay, there are different parts to each test. It's a comprehensive exam. All right, well, what else can be comprehensive? Well, maybe you're traveling to a city like Madrid, and you have a comprehensive travel guide of that city. That's a book that describes all the different things that you can do in that city.
Well, there are many things to do in Madrid, and right now we are going to watch a video about this city of art.
With unique works of renowned prestige, Madrid's most important art galleries and museums are a reference for world art. The Prado Museum is the finest collection in the world of Spanish painting from the 11th to the 18th centuries. El Greco, Velázquez, Goya, with other major Spanish artists from the century of gold and painting of other nationalities such as Flemish, Italian, German, French, or British. The Reina Sofia Museum has 20th century Spanish painting and sculpture. Picasso, Miró, Dalí, Juan Gris, Pablo Gargallo, Julio González, Chillida. Among the works on exhibit is Picasso's Guernica. A panoramic view of painting since the 14th century can be seen in the Thyssen Bornemisza Museum. Early Italian and Dutch, German Renaissance, landscapes, Impressionism. The Sorolla Museum exhibits numerous works by this brilliant painter, together with other popular art objects and sculptures by different artists. Countless museums of all kinds, from all periods, with all kinds of content, for all tastes.
Wow, this makes me really want to visit Madrid and especially enjoy the art there. If you were listening carefully, you noticed that there were many museums mentioned in that video. So there is lots to do, lots of art to see. Well, let's continue learning about shopping in Madrid. Madrid has some of Europe's best shopping, and potential buyers love to browse the stores looking for bargains. Carolyn, I know what a buyer is. What is a potential buyer?
Well, a potential buyer is someone who is just looking around. Maybe they'll buy something, maybe they won't. Mm-hmm. So there's potential that they will buy something, but we're not quite sure yet because they are looking for bargains.
And of course, it's good to look for bargains. It's good to buy something at a reasonable price. Some places have a fixed price, but in other places you can bargain for a cheaper price. Well, but for 500 years, we read, shoppers have flocked to an immense outdoor flea market known as the Rastro, where they find everything from antiques to CDs. I would love to visit this immense flea market.
And that is a word from our word bank, immense. If something is immense, then it is very, very large. This is a word that you might use to describe an elephant as being an immense animal. Now, there are other things that could also be immense, like this flea market or a shopping mall. It seemed like the stores never ended. The mall was immense.
That's right. So these things are concrete, things that you can feel or see or sense, those that can be immense, very large. You could also talk about immense suffering that someone experiences. That means they're going through a lot of deep suffering that is immense. Or you could experience immense satisfaction with a product that you bought, or immense pleasure with something.
That's right. Well, it is time for us to continue learning with Steve and Ken in the Information Cloud, and then we'll join Michelle in the Language Lab.
These days, it's really popular and convenient to sell things you don't want anymore over the internet.
That's right. There are many sites that will help you sell your secondhand stuff. Musical instruments, books, old shoes, electronic gadgets, anything really.
Well, before the internet, people sold their used stuff at markets, like a flea market.
Now, the origin of flea market is disputed, but the best guess we have comes from Paris, France.
In French, it's called marché aux puces, or market where one gets fleas, because it was thought that the secondhand articles people sold, things like used clothing and old upholstered furniture, contained or attracted fleas. You know, those tiny little insects that suck your blood?
In England, you're more likely to hear the phrase bring and buy sale. Or, if the market is in a big parking lot or empty field, it might be called a car boot sale, which means that people are selling stuff from the boot or trunk of their cars.
In Australia, these markets go by a different name, trash and treasure markets.
Very nice, because one man's trash is another man's treasure.
如果家里有一些没有用的东西，我们也许会在网络上拍卖。但是在没有网络的年代，人们常常将二手货拿去 flea market 跳蚤市场。那为什么会用 flea 跳蚤这个字呢？就是因为旧的二手的东西往往会带有跳蚤。英国的跳蚤市场有另一个名称 car boot sale。boot 是车子的后车厢，这是英国人的用语。美国人会用 trunk。car boot sale 就是一些人把车子开到某一个集合的地方，打开 boot 后车厢卖家里二手的东西。而在澳洲，二手市场有另一个名称 trash and treasure market， 意思就是在众多的 trash 废物当中，你也许能够寻找到 treasure 宝藏。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
All right， 继续我们看的是 comprehensive 这个形容词。Comprehensive 在这里是指广泛的或者是无所不包的。例如 ,the patient needs a comprehensive physical exam. 这位病患需要做全面性的体检。或者是 ,the author's guidebooks are the most comprehensive ones as far as I know. 据我所知这位作者的导游书是最全面的。最后我们看的是 immense 这个形容词。Immense 是指巨大的、广大的或者是浩瀚的。例如 ,there is still immense work to be done to restore the town damaged by the bombing. 要恢复这个被炮轰毁损的城镇，还有极巨大的工程要做。或者是 ,Amanda gets immense joy by helping people in need. Amanda 从帮助有需要的人当中得到极大的喜乐。And keep watching as our lesson continues.
Well, I've enjoyed learning about Madrid so far, and of course we have more to learn in our lesson next time. But we did learn about something here today, a large or immense outdoor flea market called the Rastro. Now, have you ever been to a flea market? Carolyn, have you ever had an interesting experience at a flea market?
Well, flea markets can be a lot of fun, and they are very popular around the world. And I have been to a few, and you can find some really great things there secondhand. I found a beautiful vase for my flowers.
Well, I agree you can find lots of cool things at flea markets. And of course, probably for a cheaper price as well. Well, we have more to learn in our lesson next time, so please do come back and join us here at Studio Classroom.
See you then!
I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend. Last a lifetime.